Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
Good morning.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world. You push the right button, you get the right results. All righty, and here we are. I am the Captain Matt Bruce with the Captain's America Third Watch, and thanks so very much for tuning in on this Monday morning. Got a lot of great news for you tonight. Good news for a change on some different things, but I want to welcome everybody aboard and let you know that we are broadcasting all across the country, live and in living color, as well as, let's not forget, about the satellite and about the internet that takes us just literally everywhere. You never know who's listening or where they're listening at, and we just had a conversation here with somebody a little while ago about all of that. Now, going back to the beginning here, I want to let everybody know that we want to appreciate and thank everybody for working on the Third Watch. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, which is becoming very busy these days. We're getting 15,000 hits a day on the website, and that number continues to go up. So the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com, pardon me, and you can also communicate with us over there. You'll see how to do that. Now, I'm going to go to the telephone line, and we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with us right now. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. How are everybody?
There they are, yelling, screaming, hollering. All right, let me, okay, thanks, guys, thank you, see ya, okay, there they go, we got rid of them, but, and not because we wanted to, just because, you know, it makes sense when you got a lot of things going on to do something like that, right?
Well, that's right.
Oh, all right, are you ready? Are you ready, ready? Just say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
There you go. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Now, before we get to the caller that's on the line, I want to mention something that caught my attention in Belarus yesterday. The Russians have been drilling with the Belarusian army, correct?
That's right.
There's some 5,000 on the ground in Belarus, correct?
That's right.
We now have some 3,000 American forces way off the border with Belarus in Poland, correct?
Right.
Well, yesterday, the Russians flew two nuclear-capable bombers into Belarus and landed them.
They did, that's right. These are two of what they call the Tu-22M3 bombers. And they say that they're practicing interacting with the Belarusian Air Force. And
okay.
They had about a four-hour mission, is what they're talking about. But obviously, I mean, you bring in some nuclear-capable bombers, and this becomes maybe a different ballgame, at least in terms of where the tension level can be perceived.
Well, here's the thing. It is widely believed, and I believe it myself, that there are still nuclear bombs in the Balkans, especially the Ukraine, where we knew they had them to begin with.
Right.
So it would only make sense, right?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Now, we do have a caller on the line. I'm going to go to the caller, but we're going to continue on our talking here in a second. We'll do it right now. I just received, Kyle, my information that I have been accepted as a member of the media at CPAC, and I'll be able to set up over there in Orlando. February the 24th to 27th. I plan on being there on Saturday. That's when I want to do what I want to do, and I'll be set up there in the Salem booth that we're going to have over there. So I will be there, easy to spot, and hopefully we'll shake some hands with some people that are listening to us now. But I'm in with the big boys for a few days.
That's amazing, Captain. Mm-hmm. I think that is really, really something.
Yep, it is, because anybody that's anybody in the Republican conservative movement is going to be over there. Now, let's go to the telephone line, and we've got Mike in Clearwater. Okay, what's up?
Hi, Captain. Hi, Kyle. So, two things. Hypocrisy has reared its ugly head again. Apparently, some years ago, Senator Joe Biden at the time voted to block confirming some African-American candidates for judge.
Yep.
So I'd like to find out if those were conservative judges. My money says that they probably were. And then second, Johns Hopkins came out with a study, Kyle, that said that the lockdowns at the beginning of the pandemic had no effect on mortality. So in other words, we locked down for nothing. We could have kept going and went about our business, and we would have been fine. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Okay, first of all, he's reporting old news. You know that, right, Kyle?
Right, right.
Okay, because one of the judges that Joe Biden voted against was Clarence Thomas.
Right.
We talked about that several months ago when all of this stuff came up, and I've talked about it a couple times since. But they're bringing it up again because they're trying to revitalize it and get it out there, because they're trying to, you know, throw everything they can at Biden and Harris to discredit them, just like the Democrats are doing with the Republicans. But this other thing, when you talk about his, I knew that was going to happen. All right, well, we'll have to continue that when we come back. So, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we will be back with more, and we'll finish answering the question there. I got a new, another new liner. We're going to see what this sounds like right now together, because I have no idea. But here we go, taking us out to break.
Coast to coast and around the world, the torch of freedom shines brightly in the overnights. At the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, 2 to 6 Eastern.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much. I will take it right away. Thank you very much, Kyle, for that. Don't forget, you can check out MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com is a proud sponsor of the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm happy to report that we're doing very well. They're doing very well, and they're telling me to keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. So that's what we're doing. Now, you can go to MyPillow.com and go to the little box that says Radio Listener Specials. Double-click on that, open it up. You'll have about 150 items on there, all insanely marked down in price, some by 50%, some by 67%, some by 75%, and there'll be a few buy one, get ones there, too. But deep discounts galore is the understatement of the year on the MyPillow products. So MyPillow.com, the website, click on the box Radio Listener Specials, and then when you do, you need a promo code. We'll enter the promo code CAPTAIN. That's CAPTAIN, the promo code CAPTAIN. Or give them a call and talk to a live person if you want at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So again, MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials, the double logo link that's there. Click on it. The promo you'll need is CAPTAIN. That'll get you the reduced prices. And the phone number is 800-641-5459. Happy shopping, and remember, you got a 60-day return policy. You turn it back within 60 days, no harm, no foul. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we heard a lot of talk yesterday about Joe Rogan, and we heard it actually all weekend long, right?
That's right.
Now, we heard that they were going to silence him and take him off Spotify, correct?
Well, that's one of the things we heard. That's right.
We also heard that they were going to remove a whole bunch of his podcasts. And first the word was they were going to remove them all, which didn't happen. Then the word was they were going to remove a very large amount of them. Well, they didn't remove them at all. Guess who did?
It was Rogan, I believe.
And he went into the ones that were questionable, where the either the N-word was used or some other type of profanity was used, and he deleted well over 200 episodes of what he had in there, which Spotify was okay with. And this is what the Spotify chief executive, Daniel Ek, had to say. You ready?
Yep.
There are no words I can say to adequately convey how deeply sorry I am for the way the Joe Rogan Experience controversy continues to affect each of you. However, I think it's important that you're aware that we've had conversations with Joe and his team about some of the content in his show, including his history of using some racially insensitive language. He goes on to say, following these discussions and his own reflections, he chose to remove a number of episodes from Spotify. He also issued his own apology over the weekend. While I strongly condemn what Joe has said, I agree with his decision to remove past episodes from our platform. I also realize some will want more. And I want to make one point very clear. I do not believe that silencing Joe is the answer.
Well, that is definitely the direction Spotify is going. Ek also went on, Captain, to say that Spotify is going to be investing some $100 million to help boost diversity on the platform, evidently. So Spotify is trying to get out ahead of this. Looks like Rogan is also making these different maneuvers and so forth. The question is it going to be enough? Is his show going to remain as popular as it is? Time will tell.
Now, there's another rumor that says Spotify is paying Joe Rogan $100 million. That's not true.
Well, we understand that he was paid a lot of money, or they invest a lot of money to have the Joe Rogan Experience as on Spotify.
But that's not money going to him. That's money from Spotify to create a platform for him that he
right.
can use. It's not $100 million to him. Because the way it works with Spotify, and I'm over there too, the way it works with Spotify is they allow you to play your ads. They allow you to put your ads in your podcast, or they will have ads that you can share revenue with them on.
Right, right.
And that's how it works.
Right. Well, I think the overarching issue here, of course, is going to be whether or not you have other celebrities. I know The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, had chimed in with all of this as well. And so it kind of starts a movement or a bandwagon. So we'll see how far that goes and whether or not it affects Rogan's future on the platform there.
Well, if it does, it's his own damn fault because, you can be coarse, you can be rough, you can be crude, but when you start using horse, just absolute brutal, vile language, then you get what you deserve.
Well, and certainly, it could be offensive for offensive sake, and that's just not something that I'm into or that you're into.
No.
We just don't do that. That's not done.
No. And there are there are certain violations that you can get still nailed for, even if you have a podcast on the Internet. People think, oh, I can go over the Internet and say anything I want. Not really.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you can incite people to do violence or, all kinds of different things that are just not just beyond the realm of bad taste, but could be criminal to some mm-hmm. degree, depending on how far somebody goes. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you start threatening people and you start doing it on a podcast, on a communication level like that, you're going to wind up going to jail because someone's going to charge you with a threatening charge of some sort. All right, now, back to the drawing board here. Most voters believe President Joe Biden's immigration policy is far worse than former President Donald Trump's policy and expect the issue to affect the midterm elections in November. Now, over the weekend, did you hear what Donald Trump said about the border?
Well, I think in response to the idea of what would be one of the first things he might do if he was president again, he would restart the wall. That was the first thing.
That was exactly what he said, and he said that would be his first thing. He would restart the wall and finish it
yep.
on the southern border. Now, you don't think the Republicans aren't going to run on that come the midterms? I'll bet they do, because think about this for a second, and I wrote about it yesterday in a short piece I put out there on a website. I said that if the Republicans get a veto-proof majority in the House and in the Senate, make no mistake about it, they can pass legislation to start construction on the wall, and when Joe Biden vetoes it, they can turn around and override his veto.
That is really true. That's one of the, you know, and I don't think it's so much of a Hail Mary at this point, Captain.
Nope.
The way that things are going in the country, the mood of voters, both Republican and
yep.
Democrat, and of course the all
yep.
important independents.
By two to one in the Rasmussen polls, positive versus negative, more people want the wall finished now than ever before. Even when Donald Trump was around, when it was somewhat popular, now it's immensely popular because they've seen the result of what's happened without it.
Well, that's right, and that's where the irony is. You know, Trump was decried as a racist, and you couldn't have a wall, and this kind of thing, and nobody's illegal, and all these different things. But yet, you hit it right on the head, Captain. People have seen the results. They don't need, it's no longer theoretical any longer as to what could happen if we don't have a very secure border. And now the Democrats have literally lost the fight on that.
They have. They don't realize it, but they have.
Right. Yeah. And so they're continuing on believing that by denouncing people, calling them names and so forth, somehow is going to have mm-hmm. this big effect on people's perception of policy.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's another one from the Rasmussen Reports poll. President Biden earned a monthly job approval rating in January of 40%, down 2 points from December. His disapproval numbers were 58%. So he's in the tank by 18%, which is up 1 point from December, and I'll bet you the next time around it'll be higher than that.
Well, that's right. What's the old saying? The deeper you get in the hole, stop digging, right? But the Biden administration just seems to keep on digging. They just keep on. That's right, because they truly believe that, you know, they are going to get this agenda done, and the agenda, no pun intended here, trumps everything that the American people might really want or react to.
Yep, you are so right. Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we rumble along during the overnight radio hours here on the Captain's America Third Watch. A big shout out to America's truckers tonight. I'll have a message for you coming up here pretty soon. Don't go anywhere. More coming back.
Those strange sounds that you hear emanating from your dashboard is the common sense in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia could invade Ukraine at any moment, according to a senior advisor to President Biden. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was making the rounds on the Sunday morning talk circuit in D.C. He also made a stop by ABC's This Week.
He has put himself in a position with military deployments to be able to act aggressively against Ukraine at any time now. And we are working hard to rally our allies, to provide material support to the Ukrainians, to reinforce our eastern allies, in particular Poland and Romania and the Baltic states.
Sullivan added that Russia has assembled at least 70% of the military firepower it likely intends to have in place by the middle of the month. He said the conflict would come at an enormous human cost. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff from Sarasota. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I have been taking for over 7 years, and I take it every single day because of the problems that I have. And quite simply, it works for me, which is why I take it. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body to reduce inflammation and the swelling that I have. It also takes a hold, like, almost within the time that I take it, within the first 15 to 30 minutes. You can feel a difference. You can look down, see my foot starts to get, the swelling starts to go away and all that sort of stuff. But, of course, I keep it elevated, too, while I'm sitting here like this. But the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support my body's natural response to inflammation to lower or eliminate pain by going straight to the source of the pain. And it'll do the same thing for you. It'll do the same exact thing for you. All you got to do is give it a try. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product. By the way, the key enzymes and proteins in this is something your body needs to have anyway. And it will support healthy joints and muscles and help in the healing process. So it's only $19.95 to get it started. You do that by going to the relieffactor.com/captain website. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Get you started, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95. No clubs to join, no gimmicks, no games. $19.95 plus shipping and handling. You can get it in 3 to 5 days. You can get it quicker if you want to pay the expedited freight to get it there faster. But it'll help you, and you don't know till you try. And after all, as I've said, all you got to lose is pain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. And Kyle, what do you think?
That's right. That's all you got to lose is pain.
Yep. And boy, it's helped me immensely. I took it yesterday. I had some problems, some issues again, because I was on my feet a little bit more than what I should have been on Saturday, doing some things that irritated it just a little bit. And it helped. And it was like, boy, thank God. You know, you can take a handful of a lead, but that's not good for you. All right. We talked about the president's job approval rating. Now we're going to talk about a Virginia mother who was talking at a school board meeting, and I believe this was also in Loudoun, Virginia, where they've had all these problems. I didn't see the story until Saturday afternoon, and she apparently ripped her school board to shreds over the mask mandate, saying that it's blatantly political theater, and the school doesn't care about the kids because they've got a double standard going, because the school board may or may not be, and a teacher's too for that matter, in some circumstances are not wearing masks around the kids.
Well, that's right.
And they're dictating it for the kids.
Well, right. Well, she came armed with a lot of facts, by the way, even from the CDC. She talked about how some 49,000 Americans under the age of 18 have died during the pandemic, but they've died of all different kinds of causes. Only 331 of those were, quote, COVID-related. So she really did scorch that school board. She did talk about it being asinine, blatant political theater, basically. Mm-hmm. And she called them, she said they're on the losing side of history. Because, Captain, in so many ways, the kids are getting caught in the middle of this, which is a political struggle. And this mm-hmm. is not good for our kids.
Well, you're right, and to be continued, and we'll keep watching this. Now, Truckers, this one's for you. I was a owner-operator, owned a fleet of 9 trucks for going on about 30 years when my wife was alive, and she was my partner, and she ran the office, and every now and then we'd make multiple trips because she was a driver, as I was a driver, and we did certain things that were selected because of my work in the fire service. You know, it started out, it was one day on and one day off. And then it became one day on and 2 days off, so I could do a little bit more moving around on certain moves. And we did some of the entertainment shows is what we did, my wife and I. But anyway, Republican leaders yesterday committed to investigating the GoFundMe corporation because the company took down the Freedom Convoy's fundraiser and some $10 million. And there was a question over what they were going to do with the money because they said they were going to take the $10 million that was donated to the truckers for their cause and give it to established charities verified by GoFundMe. Well, that lasted about an hour before they got chastised again by members of the Congress that said, hey, that's it. We're going to investigate you. We're going to drag you in next week. Be prepared. And then they went, whoa, no. We'll give it back to the people who gave it.
Right, yeah, it eventually got refunded to the actual donors, but, yeah, I saw that.
Well, we don't know if it did or not. We know they said they were going to.
They said they're going to. But the idea that they would take money that was donated for a particular cause or GoFundMe page and then redirect it at their discretion seems a little wild, doesn't it?
Yeah, so for you truckers that are out there, I'm going to do you a little favor. If you want to start something up again, if you want to do something here in America, you're talking to a trucker. You're talking to one of you, all right? I have got my webpage, the Captain's America Third Watch. I've also got the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers, what's it called, Truckers something or another page or army or whatever. But anyway, you'll find it if you go looking for it. You're welcome to use that page to send messages back and forth, to communicate. You can call this show. You can tell us what's going on, and it won't cost you a dime, not a dime. If you want us to be involved, We have quite an audience of truck drivers and people that work at Daikin would love to hear about your plight. So if you guys fire it up and you want to start that here in the United States, you're talking to the source.
That's right, Captain. And I think that's called the Captain's America Truckers All Night Radio Group.
There you go. That sounded right. I knew I'd stuck an extra line or two in there. But we're serious about this, guys. You can go over there, you can like the page or join the page, whatever. Start participating over there. And it's a group of truckers for truckers. And that's how you can start it. And then we'll go from there and we'll keep people informed here on the radio at night. Because what these guys that are trying to help you out right now, and I saw one of them. Oh, I got, we come here, come there, we can do this, and I'm the number one show, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, in your dreams. In your dreams. Jeez. Yeah, number one shows don't mean a thing if you don't talk to the people you're trying to reach. We are.
Well, that's right. Talk the talk and drive the drive, as it were. That's right.
Yeah, it's a nice day for a drive, too. I might go for a drive later. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I do have to go to the doctor, so that's a drive of sorts. But anyway, that's my offer to you guys and gals out there. And if you want to do that, I know they've got a lot of Canadian truckers that listen to us, and some of them were involved in the convoy up there. They were sending me messages, and I was trying to intercede as best I could. A little bit more difficult in Canada than it is down here. But we'll work with you. We'll help you out. So all you got to do is go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, send me a message right off that website. I'll get it. We'll start things going and start over there in the truckers page that we've got for the Captain's America, and away you go. Boom. Right?
That's exactly right.
Yep. It seems to work for me. I think it worked for them, too, and they wouldn't have to worry about somebody interceding on them or acting up or whatever, because we're not going to do it. All right. Well, Bill Maurer, once again, has blasted the pandemic misinformation being spread by health officials. He did it again on his show on Friday night, where he delivered a laundry list of things that the medical industrial complex got wrong. And when I took a look at that, it sounded like a lot of things that have been said here already, but good for him. Good for him that he's getting on the bandwagon and letting people know that they've been snowed.
Well, that's right. That's one of the great things about Bill Maher. And, you know, he is definitely very liberal-minded and so forth. But, Captain, what's punching through with Bill Maher is the common sense aspect of what's going on with what we've been going through over the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about the legacy media scaring the blank out of people over COVID-19. Mm-hmm. It was politicized. They politicized talking about these different drugs like ivermectin. And so forth. And, you know, Captain, it makes me think, it's, you know, when we're fighting COVID, when we started to fight COVID, the question comes up, for example, how do you get to the moon? Well, if you get to the moon by brainstorming, by inventing new things that have never been seen before.
That's about
it. That's right. But with COVID-19, I mean, can you imagine if Dr. Fauci was in charge of the moonshot? We would have never gotten to the moon. We would have never got to low Earth orbit with Dr. Fauci, because it would have been myopic, just as they did with COVID-19.
Or he would have killed us all trying. Think about that for a minute. Okay, hold that thought, Kyle. Okay, folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Yeah, we got a little bit of weather to talk about, not too much. Thank goodness things have calmed down a little bit, at least for a day or so. But I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All of that. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you.
in the days when they played music. That was some of the good stuff. That was a group called the Crystals, and guess who was the lead singer, Kyle?
Was that Ronnie Spector?
You betcha. Yep. You betcha. And the Crystals, they were a very popular group over the years that they were together. And then Ronnie broke out as a single artist. Of course, that was right about the time she married Phil Spector. Then all of a sudden, she jumped on a bandwagon, away they went.
That's right.
Yep.
Exactly.
And to fame and glory. All right. Well, let me take a look here and read a little bit of the statement on the weather. We don't have a lot of weather, folks, but we got enough to where it's going to be a little miserable for some folks. By the way, windy in Montana is the understatement of the year. Gusts of wind in Montana will be up to 80 miles an hour, especially if you're traveling I-94. Now, I-90, you won't pick up the high winds until you get about to where the Crow Indian Reservation is, and then you'll have it up onto the Northern Plain, up into the Coeur d'Alene area before you run back out of it. So that's going to be the big problem today up there along in the Rocky Mountains. And by the way, that front that's moving across is now all the way, and I don't know how this happened, but all of a sudden, over in the northeastern part of the U.S., where they weren't even talking about this, they've got snow again tonight. The eastern part of Maine, all the way from the ocean, all the way up to Caribou and Presque Isle. So if you're going up there to pick up a load of French fries, you could have an exciting trip coming down I-95 down to Maine, let's see, down Maine to New Hampshire and down to the central part of Massachusetts, just around the higher elevations of Boston, not Boston itself, you will have snow. And we've got quite a bit of wind tonight off the East Coast. So, Kyle, tell us about the West.
Well, thank you, Captain. As you mentioned, yes, high wind warnings all across the state of Montana tonight, and certainly up on U.S. Highway 2 near Glasgow as well. You're going to have high wind watches up there, but the high wind warnings, they're going to be around Shelby, also around Great Falls, Helena, and on down towards Bozeman. If you're coming across I-90 heading towards Billings, you're definitely going to be involved in this, so be careful, especially with the high-profile vehicle. Down in Wyoming on I-80 coming out of Cheyenne, coming out of Laramie, heading towards Elk Mountain. You've definitely got a high wind watch going on there right now. But now in southern Idaho, this in the Idaho Falls area, also Pocatello, stretching pretty much all the way over, it looks like a little short of Twin Falls. You've got a freezing fog advisory coming along Interstate 86 there. So please be careful of that, especially your heated mirrors might come in handy at that point. We've also got other winds coming up in Southern California, some pretty good gusts earlier this evening. This is going to be mostly in the Los Angeles, Orange County, Inland Empire areas. But be careful around Cajon Pass on Interstate 15, because as the winds kick up, you can certainly get some good wind in the Cajon Pass, so be aware of that. That's, again, we have a pretty quiet map other than those things tonight, so be careful out there.
Okay, well, in Wisconsin, the central part of Wisconsin, we have some unsettled weather conditions there at the moment, as well as the western side of Michigan along the eastern shore of Lake Michigan, where depending on what the wind does, we could have some snow later today. In addition, we could have some snow flurries in central Ohio down south to Kentucky. Now, we do have some snow in the mountains of North Carolina right now, the higher elevations, and as I said, the snow starts up in the higher elevations of Ohio. Connecticut, and then Massachusetts, and then Vermont, and then New Hampshire, and up I-95, all the way in Maine to the Nova Scotia border, and up north, all the way to Caribou and Presque Isle. So you guys and gals going up there to load French fries, especially with your empty trailers, you're going to have a little bit of excitement going up there today. Now, we do have some offshore wind down below Cape May, New Jersey, down to Virginia. We do have some onshore wind from about the South Carolina line all the way down to Jacksonville right now. So some windy conditions there. And we do have one little front that's starting to move out of South Texas down there by McAllen, Brownsville, coming out into the Gulf. Don't know what that's going to do. Might bring a little bit of rain over here to my area, but not exactly sure about that right now. And, of course, Kyle, when you talk about the weather and you talk about the cold and the freezing cold that they've had up north, the drivers need to understand, especially the new ones, because they're the ones that you'll see on the side of the road with the hood up, not realizing that they should have dumped their fuel additive in when they were down here in Florida or South Georgia, and not wait until you got up into the middle of Tennessee or Ohio or St. Louis, where the temperature was already in the single digits, and all of a sudden your fuel starts to gel.
Yeah, well, I can imagine. Yeah, that's got to be terrible if you're stuck on the side of the road.
No, and you need to do that early on. I used to dump power service was the stuff that I bought, gallons. I would dump a gallon in the left tank, a gallon in the right tank, and I'd take another gallon, dump it in my reefer tank, if I had a reefer I was pulling, to make sure that none of that fuel would gel. And it worked. It worked for all those years I was out there. It worked. Now, the other thing is, tell us about the pilot in Flying J.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, folks, don't forget the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the good people at Pilot and Flying J. You can find them online at pilotflyingj.com. And you can join the Drivers Club either by driving into the nearest Pilot or Flying J or going online. Be sure to download the My Rewards Plus app. You can track all of the points that you're going to start earning on everything that you buy at Pilot or Flying J. The food, the fuel, the supplies that you buy, it's all going to go into that hopper, and you'll be able to use those points to get all kinds of great stuff at the Pilot or Flying J. Simply go to their website, use their locations function. That way you can plan your trip accordingly, especially when you're dealing with some of these cold temperatures. You know exactly where you're going, and when you pull in, they're going to have the best cup of coffee on the interstate right there. We encourage you to go in there today, find out what you can do at the Pilot and Flying J.
And don't forget, folks, those of you going to the CPAC 2022 over in Orlando. I have confirmed my invitation has been accepted and my media credentials have been accepted. I will be there probably in what's going to be called the Salem booth. You'll see the Salem booth over there. And I will be there because my base, my flagship station is AMH60 The Answer. And between us and the Salem affiliate that's over there in Orlando, We'll have access to a booth there, and I'll probably will be there on Saturday. So you'll probably see me on Saturday. Now, this goes on from the 24th through the 27th, and I'm not sure, but I think the president, former president, Donald Trump, will be speaking on the 27th. Now, I won't be there for that, but I'll be there Saturday. So hold that thought, Kyle, and everybody else, you hold that thought too. We are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Monday morning.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.